Why people lie. Deception is a fundamental part of human communication, from small white lies intended to spare someone's feelings to elaborate fabrications designed for personal gain. The act of lying is a complex social and psychological phenomenon. Research suggests that most people lie at least once or twice a day, often without even realizing it. Understanding the motivations behind this behavior provides a fascinating window into the human psyche. One of the most common reasons people lie is for self-preservation. This often manifests as a desire to avoid punishment or negative consequences. For instance, a child might lie about breaking a vase to avoid being grounded, or an employee might fabricate an excuse for a missed deadline to avoid a reprimand. In these cases, the lie acts as a shield against perceived threats to one's well-being or status. Social lubrication is another significant driver of dishonesty. These are the so-called white lies that help maintain harmony in social interactions. When someone asks, "Do you like my new haircut?" and you respond with an enthusiastic yes, despite thinking otherwise, you are prioritizing the other person's feelings and the social bond over strict honesty. This type of lying is often seen as a sign of empathy and politeness, helping to avoid unnecessary conflict and hurt feelings. People also lie to enhance their self-image or to gain the admiration of others. This is particularly prevalent in the age of social media, where individuals often present a curated, idealized version of their lives. By exaggerating achievements or concealing failures, people seek to project an image of success, happiness, and competence. This form of deception is rooted in a fundamental human need for validation and social standing. Furthermore, lying can be a tool for personal gain or to manipulate others. This involves more calculated forms of deception, such as fraud or gaslighting. In these scenarios, the liar intentionally misleads others to obtain resources, power, or control. While these types of lies are often condemned as unethical, they represent a darker side of human strategy and competition. Interestingly, the capacity to lie is also linked to cognitive development. Children begin to experiment with lying around the age of 2 or 3, which coincides with the development of theory of mind, the understanding that others have different beliefs and perspectives. This suggests that lying requires a certain level of cognitive sophistication and the ability to navigate complex social landscapes. In conclusion, lying is a multifaceted behavior driven by a variety of internal and external factors. Whether it is used to avoid trouble, protect others, boost self-esteem, or achieve a specific goal, deception is deeply ingrained in the human experience. Recognizing the reasons why we lie can lead to greater self-awareness and more honest, meaningful connections with others.